So last week, U.S. Olympian Gus Kenworthy had found some stray puppies in Sochi and took some photos with them and announced that he was going to adopt them all. A few days later, he won the silver medal in slopestyle. And now that he's done competing, he's scheduled to leave, but he had to reschedule. He's staying a few extra days while he gets his new puppies their shots and takes care of all the paperwork. And then he's coming back to the U.S. with some new dogs.
And cue all the single ladies who are now swooning over him. You don't realize it, but all day long, people are accidentally quoting movies, TV shows, and books. And here are 8 pop culture references people make without realizing it. Don't mess with Texas. That comes from an anti-littering ad campaign. Meh was created by The Simpsons. The word nerd was created by Dr. Seuss. It's the name of a creature in his book, If I Ran the Zoo, from 1950. The concept of Big Brother watching us comes from George Orwell's 1984. Be afraid, be very afraid, is from The Fly, the 1986 remake with Jeff Goldblum and Gina Davis. The phrase, get it, got it, good, comes from a movie from 1956 called The Court Jester. The name Wendy never existed before Peter Pan. J.M. Barrie created it. And the phrase, good riddance, comes from Shakespeare's Troilus and Cressida.
55-year-old homeless man in Hungary struck the lottery for $2.8 million back in September. After making a huge donation to a homeless shelter, he's now announced he's going to use another big chunk of his winnings to start a charity for recovering addicts and abuse victims.
Good for him.
Yeah, really good.
Well, we are facing a crisis, and it's a sad one. It's a very sad crisis. So you might need to get your clown makeup handy. We're facing a nationwide clown shortage.
We've got a clown shortage in this
country? A clown shortage, and it is a national crisis. According to Glenn Kohlberger, the head of Clowns of America International, new clowns aren't signing up fast enough to replace all of the old clowns who are dying off.
Is there still that big of a demand for clowns?
Apparently, the number of working clowns in the U.S. has dropped from about 3,500 in 2004 to 2,500 now. And the big problem is getting kids who love the circus today to consider going pro. Quote, they go on to high school and college, and clowning isn't cool anymore. Clowning is then put on the back burner until their late 40s and early 50s. And another reason people may not be interested in becoming clowns, it's a tough way to make an average salary of $38,000 a year.
64-year-old man in Northern California accidentally blew off his own hand. He was building model rockets. Then police went to investigate the home and found so much gunpowder in the home, they decided it wasn't safe to go in. They actually burned the house down.
How does burning the house down sound like a good thing with a house full of gunpowder?
It doesn't to me either, but they wouldn't even go into the place. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.